You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone, I ask about MPs getting a pay rise, recent polling results that showed an increase in support for the Labour Party, and a new policy from Associate Housing Minister Tama Pōtaka, which would prioritise whānau with tamariki for social housing. Here is that interview. Are you comfortable with MPs getting a pay rise at the moment?
Oh, look, it's not comfortable, particularly given the fact that some New Zealanders are doing it tough at the moment, and even the minimum wage only had an abysmal increase this year under this government. But it is done independently, and it is important that politicians don't interfere with pay reviews.
Is it appropriate, though, for government MPs especially to get a pay rise amongst their current policies to sanction beneficiaries and cut a whole bunch of public servants?
Oh, for those reasons, it is also uncomfortable. We've got so many New Zealanders out there that are losing jobs at the moment, particularly public servants, and we know that there are a number of families that are struggling. It's still important that pay reviews are done independently of politicians, and so I think that process is important.
The recent polling results have been good news for Labor. Are you pleased with these?
We're encouraged by those numbers, but we certainly know we've got a lot of work to do over the next 2.5 years to regain support. We're out there working hard, listening to our communities. We know that New Zealanders voted for change at the last election, but what we're seeing now is actually the change that this government is offering is not the change that New Zealanders voted for. There's real concern out there about a number of the policies that have been implemented by this government, including the rolling back of our smoke-free laws, reducing support for people with disabilities, cutting frontline services like doctors, nurses and hospital budgets, and the fast-track laws that are coming through. Those are just a few. And so there are reasons why New Zealanders are feeling very nervous about this government's change agenda.
Associate Housing Minister Tama Pōtaka says from this month, whānau with tamariki growing up in emergency housing motels will be prioritised for social housing. Is this a policy you support?
Look, we do hope that this will mean more of our children will be placed in sustainable homes. Ultimately, this doesn't fix the problem long term, and we haven't yet seen from this government a real drive to actually increase the number of public houses. What we're concerned about is that there could be a number of people who are turfed out of social housing. And we are concerned that there are a number of people that could be turfed out of emergency accommodation when they have nowhere else to go. And so we haven't seen a plan for housing from this government, and that is what we are looking for.
Do you know much about organisations or community groups working in the space, their response to National's policy on social housing?
I haven't heard much, but I also haven't seen much in terms of the investment into the community housing provider either. And so what we all want to see are more houses built, more social housing built, so that we don't have as many people staying in emergency accommodation. We also have to be concerned about the people that do need emergency housing and that are on the social housing list. Yes, tamariki should be prioritised. But there's also a large number of people who have disabilities, a lot of people that have perhaps lost their rental and just short on their luck, really, and finding it difficult to get back in the rental market because of the fact that there's a shortage of housing. And so there's so much to consider here.
Obviously, it's not great for people who are not tamariki but are still vulnerable and need housing, but in your role as spokesperson for child poverty reduction, is prioritising tamariki consistent with child poverty reduction?
Well, I think that prioritising tamariki is really, really important. And what I'm concerned about is we're not necessarily seeing the investments in public housing that will provide New Zealand and us with assurance that there will be somewhere to put them and that is more permanent, that is more stable, that is more secure than the emergency housing that they're already in, because we're not seeing a plan for building more houses.
That was Labour's Carmel Cipollone on pay rises for MPs and their National's new social housing policy.
That was the Labor Party's Carmel Cipollone.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.